Get ready for the ultimate video challenge as these two teams go head-to-head with a maze of electronic obstacles for the right to face one of our game wizards in the video zone. Stand by for liftoff. Here comes Nick Arcade! And now, here's your host, the guy who was abducted by aliens and forced to host a game show, Bill Moore!
Andrea, and welcome to Nick Arcade, the ultimate video challenge. I'm here today with Gina of the yellow team and Quincy of the red team, and they're about to play the face-off game, Crater Rangers. And in this game, you have to maneuver your ATVs over dangerous alien terrain, avoiding craters, obstacles, and other pitfalls. Whoever gets their ATV the farthest at the end of 30 seconds will get 25 points in control of Mikey, our video adventurer, for the start of round one. Okay, into position, grab the controllers. Ready, set, go! And they're off. Wrenching bell. And now she's back in. Oh, they're both out now. At 22 seconds. 20 seconds now. Time is ticking. They're both down. They're both back up. Maneuvering their ATVs on this alien surface. Double team in the lead. We're at 10 seconds left in the face-off. They're both down. They're both going. Last few seconds coming up. And it's going to be... You pulled the face-off off with your team. Hey, gang, let's welcome everyone to the show, starting off with the yellow team, Derek and Gina. Say hey! Now, Derek, I like this. Derek likes going to the movies once a week. That's kind of, what is the last movie that you saw that you really, really like?
Alien 3.
Alien 3, and I guess since you see it so much, you could actually do that movie review stuff, couldn't you?
Yeah, probably so.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. Your partner, Gina, it likes geography. Now, what is it about geography you like?
Well, I like to study about the states and the countries.
Oh, really? And do you have, like, any special little thing you can do since you know so much about them?
Yeah, because in states, I can usually do it like, you can ask me like any state and all, and I can tell you the capital.
Wow, excellent. Well, welcome to the show. Your opponents today battling against you will be Robert and Quincy. Say hey! Okay, now Robert's on a baseball team, and what's the name of the team, Robert?
Cleveland Redskins.
Okay, and what position do you play, and how's your average this year?
I'm right field, and I'm batting 333.
All right, well, that's great. Hey, helping you out there, your partner is Quincy, and she collects Pez dispensers. And now, tell her, how many do you have in your collection?
I only have two.
Only have two, but so why is this not like your main thing?
Well, it's a new obsession for me.
And you really are into it?
Yeah.
All right, well, everyone, wish them all luck today. All right, now here's what's going on in the arcade. Here's how we play. Going to take Mikey, our video adventurer, and you're going to move him all around this screen in every direction except diagonally. Now, as you do this, you're going to run into our four P's: points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. Be careful, because there's an enemy up there, and if you run into him, control goes over to the other team. Now, all questions in round one were 25 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of the two rounds, we'll be going into the video zone to battle today's game wizard. Hey, Andrea, where's Mikey headed today?
We have ignition today as Mikey launches his orbiter from Cape Cosmos. In round one, he's touching down on the strange, unexplored surface of Planet X. But keep your helmet visor clear because you'll want to see the resident smooch aliens coming. Guide our interplanetary explorer across the planet and past the goal, and you will get 50 points. Good luck to you. Back to you, Phil.
Thank you, Andrea. Okay, now, yellow team, you won the face-off. You have 25 points, and you have control of Mikey to start round one. Move him, please.
Down.
Okay, Mikey's going down.
Robot vision. Robot vision.
Our Nick Arcade satellite has intercepted an alien robot's transmission. Your job is to figure out what kind of business establishment the robot is looking at. The first team that can buzz in and correctly identify what business establishment the robot is looking at will get 25 points and control of Mikey. Hands on your buzzers. Ready?
Let's check out the robot's vision.
And we're trying to figure out what kind of business establishment. Yes, yellow
team. Car?
That's incorrect. Let's finish checking out the robot's vision. Remember, red team was trying to pull out. Yes, red team.
Gas station.
Let's take a look. Is that what the robot is checking out? It is. It's a gas station. Okay, you have 25 points, red team, and you now have control of the Mikey. Move him, please.
Down.
Mikey's going down again. Quiz, hands on your buzzers. The correct answer to this question will get you 25 points and control. Remember, Mikey's in Cape Cosmos. Name the evil enemy race in Star Trek that looks similar to the Vulcans. Yes, red team?
Klingons.
That is incorrect. Do you have a guess, yellow team?
Romulans.
Romulans is it, yeah! 25 points to your score, and you've taken control back into your side. Move Mikey again, please.
Right.
Mikey's going right. Video challenge, yellow team over here. Yellow team floating in outer space. Coming on over to the video space. Hey, okay, video challenge. Get to add more points to your score. Maintain control. Who's going to be playing? Gina, okay. Derek, you hang on to the board. Gina, you get to choose from Super R-Type, Atomic Runner, Gunak, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, and Alpha Mission 2. What would you like to play?
Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Sonic the Hedgehog cruise on over. Pop, pop, pop. Sonic, he's a fast-moving guy. This is a Rock'em Sock'em adventure sequel where Dr. Robotnik is up to his old tricks again, and it's up to Sonic to rescue his fairy woodland friends. This game has multiple zones, and today on Sonic the Hedgehog 2, our expert challenge is to get 25 rings in zone 1 in the 30 seconds. You have to get 25 rings in the 30 seconds. Now, Derek, you have 50 points. Your opponents have 25. Of your 50, I want you to write down how many you're willing to wager on Gina beating the challenge. You have 3 seconds to write it down now. Okay, he's done. Keep it a secret. Gina, turn around, grab the controller. Ready, set, go. Hit start. Okay. All right. She has to collect the rings. Great. All right, she just freed one of the woodland prairie guys. They're trapped as robots. Oh, she lost the rings. Starting back over, she has two of them. She has three. Oh my goodness, she wasn't spinning, so she didn't free that furry critter. She has no rings right now. Oh my goodness, she didn't have any rings in her possession, so she has to start over. Here comes the Sonic again. Time is up. Oh my goodness. Looked like Sonic didn't get enough speed, but you played great anyway. Let's see how many points are wagered. 15. Head back over. We're going to adjust your score and play some more. Hey, hey. Gonna adjust the score and we'll play some more. Hey, hey, hey. Okay, we have to take the 14, the 15 points away from your score. You're still in the lead with 35. Red team, you now have control of Mikey. You get the move. In what direction?
Down.
Mikey's going down. Points to your score, you're up to 50, and you get to move Mikey again. What? Okay, you don't. We're running out of time. Mikey goes straight to the goal. We're in sudden death now. Gang, the correct answer to this question will get you 50 points and the goal for round one. Hands on your buzzers. Remember, Mikey's at Cape Cosmos. Here's the question. Which of these does RAM stand for? Is it A? Ready? Yes, yellow team.
Random access memory.
That is exactly right. Way to go. You have the 50 points and the goal. Let's take a look and see where everything was in round one. Pow. Prize up in the two corners there. And once they get right there in the middle. Right now, yellow team, you have 85 points after getting that goal. Red team has 50. Dang. You know what I'm going to say? No, Phil, tell us. Well, I'll tell you. Round two, the points are double. That means with a score this tight, anything can happen. Come on, the team's going to take it all the way on Nick Arcade. Yeah. Hey, we're back for round two. Joining me for the face-off is Derek of the yellow team and Robert of the red team. They're going to try their hands at Crater Rangers. Now, remember, in this game, you have to maneuver your ATVs over alien landscape, avoiding craters, obstacles, and pitfalls. Whoever gets their ATV the farthest at the end of 30 seconds will get 50 points because they're doubled in round two and control of Mikey. Guys, into position. Ready, set, go. And now red team is out. Close door. Pull back in the vehicles. Red team just popped out again. Yellow team took a step out. We're at 15 seconds left. Time is ticking. ATVs are rolling. We're at 10 seconds and we're counting down. The close one. Down to 5 seconds left. And the winner is going to be...
Yellow team pulling it off. All right, Dad, let's go play some more. Hey, here we are.
Way to go, Derek. Face off. Hey, Andrea, where is Mikey going in round two?
In round two, Mikey's leaving the neutral zone and setting off into deep space. But keep the warp drive in high gear because those pucker-happy smooch aliens are hot on your tail. Navigate Mikey through deep space and past the goal, and you will earn 100 points. Live long and prosper.
Make it so. Thank you, Andrea. Now, remember, gang, all questions in round two are worth 50 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of this round will be going into the video zone. Okay, yellow team, you won the face-off. You're up to 135, and you have control of Mikey to move him in round two. What direction would you like to go first?
Right.
Mikey's going right. Pop quiz. Not the mom, but the pop quiz. And here is the pop quiz question. Hands on your buzzers, because this is for 50 points. All right, let's get this straight. What do the initials and NASA stand for? Yes, red team.
National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
That is exactly right, yes!
You have 50 points, you're up to 100.
Now you're closing that gap. Move Mikey again, red team.
Up.
Mikey's going up. Credit crawl. Okay, gang, besides the credits we've all seen at the end of movies and TV shows, we were wondering how credits might read for more familiar things. Well, the first team that can buzz in and tell me what activity these credits describe will get 50 points and control of Mikey. Hands on your buzzers, gang. Ready?
Let's crawl the credits.
Yes, red team.
Baseball.
Let's take a look. Is it baseball? All right, from the baseball player himself, Robert A2Go. 50 points added to your score, and you have control still. You've taken over the lead. Move, Mikey.
Up.
Okay, Mikey's going up. It's a prize! Andrea, tell them what they just won.
Rico Shotmaster AFP 35mm camera makes picture taking fun and easy. Everything's automatic. All you do is press the button, and the Rico Shotmaster AFP does the rest.
That is George Red Team, no matter what else happens today, and you get to move Mikey again. What direction?
Right.
Mikey's going right. Ooh, one. Kisses that just take control from you, Red Team, over to Yellow. Yellow Team, move Mikey.
Down.
Mikey's going down. Video challenge again. Hey, over here. They're coming back. They know what to do. Coming back. They know what to do. Hey, guys. Who's going to be playing this time?
Me.
You're going to play? Okay, Gina, hang on to the board. Derek, you get to choose from Super R-Type, Atomic Runner, Gunak, Sonic the Hedgehog is out of it because he played it, and you can pick from Alpha Mission 2. Which one of the four?
Alpha Mission 2.
Alpha Mission 2. Let's go, Gina. Come on with us. Dun, dun, dun. Here we are floating in space over to Alpha Mission 2. Now, this is a sci-fi shoot 'em up where you must pilot the new Sid FX fighter to defend Earth from Fovar and his Seven Star Alliance. This game has four stages with two bosses each. And today on Alpha Mission 2, our expert challenge is 5,400 points in stage one. You have to meet or beat 5,400 in 30 seconds. Now, Gina, you have 135 points. Your opponents have 150. Close game. Of your 135, write down how many points you're willing to wager. You have 3 seconds now. She's done. Very good, Gina. Keep it covered. Turn around there, my friend Derek. Ready, set, go! And he is off. Pow! Picked up 100 points. Picked up 200 points right there. Another 200. All right, he's up to 1,000 points already. He is racking up points. He knows what to grab and what to blast. All right, he is 3,000 points already. He just picked up some extra ones. Oh! Hit pause. Okay, watch that thumb. Blasting away, grabbing up 200 points, grabbing up 300 points. He's up the. Oh my goodness, man, you were grabbing good. That little pause, your thumb kind of slipped it away. You played great though. How many points were wagered? 16 points. Okay, we're going to adjust your score and play some more. Head back over there. you start. You take the 16 points away from you. You're down to 119. Red team, you now have control of Mikey. You get to move him again. What direction?
Right.
Mikey's going right. Ooh, the little kissy monsters have taken control from you and ascended to the yellow team. You get to move Mikey again, yellow team. What direction?
Down.
Mikey's going down. Pop quiz. Hands on your buzzers, gang. This is for 50 points. Mikey's in the cosmos. Here's the question. Scientists believe that a star that is going supernova is A, dividing in two, B, going to be famous, or C, going to explode. Yes, red team.
Going to explode.
Going to explode is it. Yeah. You have 50 more points. You're up to 200. Move, Mikey. Red team.
Right.
Mikey's going right. A prize, Andrea. Tell them all about it.
Magna Mountain Bikes. More power to climb and accelerate. Magna, the hot new name on the streets. Distributed by Dynacraft Industries Incorporated.
Hey, congrats, Red team. And you still have control. Move the mic stuff. Oops. Oh, that sound telling me that we're almost out of time in round two. I will zip Mikey straight to the goal. We're almost out of time. We're in sudden death. Gang, the correct answer to this question will get you 100 points, the goal for round two, and a winner for the game today. Hands on your buzzers. On the Jetsons, which of the following was Mr. Spacely's first name? Was it A, Cosmo? B, yes, yellow team.
Cosmo.
Cosmo is it, yeah! You have the 100 points and the goal. Gang, let's take a look and see where everything was in round two up there. Pow! That took all the prizes. Right now, yellow team with 219, you are going into the video zone. Yeah! Red team, look at the score, 200. You played a great game. Andrea, tell them what great things they take with them.
Contestants on today's show will receive a pair of comfortable, stylish shoes by Hush Puppies. Hush Puppies, we invented casual. And Nestle Quick. All signs point to one thing. There's no better break in the action than to chill out with chocolatey Nestle Quick. Chocolate milk, think quick.
Hey, we're talking Derek and Gina. We're talking about going into that door, into the video zone. Did you know Murloc's waiting for you? Murloc is in there. Are you ready? All right, listen, come on back and see how they do in the zone. See ya. We are back, and I am standing here with Gina and Derek, who are suited up and ready to go through that door into the video zone. You two, you pulled it off. One question, 219 to 200. You did a great job up front, but let me tell you what's going to happen in there. You have 1 minute to get through all three levels. After the first two, with the time left, you'll both take on Murloc in the wizard level. Now, for each item you pick up, you'll get $50. And for each level you get past, you will get an awesome prize. Now, here is your challenge. Player number one is a monster on the loose rescuing three humans from alien capture. Touch them while they're in the tractor beam, but look out for the giant laser-firing eyeball, slimy earth creature, and monstrous cockroach. Touch the power rod to release cosmic radiation and clear the screen. Rescue all three humans, and here's Andrea to tell you what you'll get.
Camp in the wilderness or your own backyard with a Coleman camp package, including a sundome tent, slumber bag, take five, flip lid cooler, and rechargeable fluorescent lantern, all from the Coleman Company.
Now, player two is on a sub-search, picking up three sunken treasure chests from the sea floor while avoiding vicious sharks, explosive mines, giant lobsters, slippery squids, and electrifying eels. Scooping up a nuclear power cell will restore you to full strength. Collect all three treasure chests and here's Andrea to tell you what you'll get.
Smith Corona's WP1100 Intelligently Quiet Word Processor features a 23,000-character memory two-line LCD display and a built-in SpellWrite 75,000-word electronic dictionary.
All right, now, with the time left, you'll both take on Murloc in the wizard level. Catch three floating orbs while avoiding dangerous lightning-blasting creatures. Touch the spinning hourglass and you'll freeze everything for 5 seconds. Beat Murloc by catching all three orbs and you will win today's grand prize.
Busch Gardens Williamsburg is your passport to experience the adventure and excitement of 17th century Europe. Thrilling rides, live entertainment, shops and restaurants. Also the home of the hot new Dragonfire roller coaster. And if you're looking for a vacation destination that combines history, fun and the ultimate in service, Williamsburg's Fort Magruder Inn has it all. Go get them in the zone. too.
Hey, hey, you know, that's all I have to say. Allow Andrew, go through that door and get Murlock through the door. Go! Yeah! All right, now, a lot of running around is going to have to be done to grab all the pieces in the first level. And, of course, the sub-search. Got to avoid all of the obstacles and all of the things that were getting in the way. All right, ready, set, go! Behind the building. All right, there's one human over there. Wrong building. Oh, got away. Down to one unit of power. Ooh, just missing. Out of power. Gonna have to hit start again. Start has been hit. We're at 43 seconds. Riding. Okay, there's one. They're down to three units of power. Pow, he has two. Down to two units of power. One left. Go, go, go. He's done it. All right, hit start. All right, Gina's off. Moving the sub away from the mine and the squid. There's a lobster and the eel got five. There's a treasure chest. At 21 seconds, she has one. There's another chest. Ooh, just missed. And the squid, they're down to 3 units of power. 2 units of power. All right, she has two. She just missed that power cell. That's 9 seconds. 2 units of power. There's one chest. Reaches. They have all three. Hit start. Time is ticking. Not enough time left to go battle Murloc, but hey, they won the Coleman camping package and the Smith Corona word processor. So those are two great things. And of course, because they got through the first two levels, they picked themselves up a little bit of moolah. We had a great time watching them up front because that was a tight game. And they did a great job inside. Hey, here they come. Right here, gang. Great job. Great job. Hey, listen, we enjoyed watching. You picked out some things. You got yourself the word processor. How did it feel in there? Yeah, what was your strategy in there?
Oh, we just kind of winged it.
Just kind of winged it. Well, I tell you, whatever it is you were doing, it was great. Ran into a little time problem at the end, but still, a great job. Power slam. Power slam. Hey, gang, we will see you next time with two new players here on Nick Arcade. See ya. Bye. Yeah.
For a live studio audience at Nickelodeon Studios at Universal Studios, Orlando, Florida.